All right. As a fundamentalist, I think I might say that every time I do a message now, just to let people know. You got to have the fundamentals of the faith to understand this reality. What are the fundamentals? Faith alone in Jesus alone. What else? Dispensations. God works through dispensations. Age of grace, age of law, millennium, age of innocence, age of conscience, age of government. There's different dispensations that God is revealing the whole truth. We're coming up at the end, to the end of the church age, and there's going to be a rapture. And then after the rapture, there's going to be a tribulation period. And that's when they put 666 on everybody, and if you don't receive it, you get your head cut off. You're going to see the two witnesses and 144,000 in the first 3.5 years. And then the last 3.5 years, even the angels are preaching the kingdom, preaching to trust God. That tells you how much God loves the humans. He went to the cross for wretched old humans like us. And people reject that. And the more you reject it, the Bible is very clear, the more you reject the gospel, reject Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the more you reject it, the harder your heart becomes. And if you don't have Christ in your heart, you have a hard heart. I don't care how pious you act or how nice you act or how kind, you still have a hard heart because only the Holy Spirit can soften your heart. You have a hard heart. I'm sorry. But it is the fact, Jack. Everybody thinks, oh, I'm a good person. I'm a good person. No, you're not. Your sin stinks to the high heaven. And we don't want to smell it. And God don't want to smell it. And if we don't want to smell it, and God, you know God don't want to smell it. So you better get right. You better get right. You better get right. Because it's very clear, any of us could die at any moment. You could be on the way to work, the car hits you. Could be in the house, trip, and fall, and knock your head, hit your head, and you'd be dead. At any moment, you could die. So why not get right? Why not get right? Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. Today is the day of salvation. If the fundamental believers who can rightly divide the word of truth, and they can see your game, because everything you say is contrary to the truth, and you're trying to game a human and they can see it, don't you think God can see your heart? Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. If a born again can see your game and your heart, your evil heart, what about God? You're going to have to face God. You're not going to face another human. You're going to have to face God. And there's nobody going to be there. Your mama, your daddy, your spouse, nobody's going to be there. It's going to be you and God. Face to face. And he can look at your face and read your body. God can read the creases in your face and know what you've been through and what you've done. It's actually being written into your body. I hate to tell you that, but it's a fact. Being written into your body, ain't that something? The clay creature. And you say, prove it. Prove it. Easy. The drinkers have liver problems. Their skin turns yellow. The smokers get brown lung. You can hear it in their voice. Their voice even gets more deep. The ones who eat too much sugar get heavy. They gain weight. They gain weight. The witches. Just Google witch. The Wicked Witch of the West. You'll see what she looks like. The witches are sticking their hand in the dark side, and just like the Nazis bent the cross, so they're bending the cross to get some kind of magic stuff. So you can actually see it in the Doctor Strange prequel at the end of the last one, where he was using the dark side, and he ended up getting a third eye in his forehead, you know, and out of control, he got demon possessed. In my opinion, the third eye is a demon possession. That's my opinion. I got a third eye. Yeah, you got demon possessed, didn't you? That's my opinion. And I'm not backing down on that opinion either. I got the third eye. Oh, yeah? You might have got demon possessed. You better check it out. There are gifts from God. God does give visions and stuff, but they do it through rituals and trying to, using drugs. Who was that guy? Terrence McKenna. He's talking about how the psychedelics made him see the third eye or something. So why did he go to the grave? Why did he end up living the life he lived and end up going to the grave rejecting Christ? Demons. The average person is running on a program, and that program is keeping them from receiving Jesus. And the longer they go their whole life, the more they will reject Christ. The harder their heart becomes, and the more they're going to reject it, and they're going to go into the point where they think they're God. Imagine going to your deathbed, and the doctor says, I'm sorry, you're not going to make it. You're going to die. What I've heard all my life are the people who are getting ready to die, who are lost, start screaming and yelling and crying. And the ones who are saved, they say, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Look at all this traffic. Got this tailgater and all this heavy traffic. That's what I've heard. The saved people say, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go home. The lost people, they're scared to die. They're scared little kids when they get ready to die. trying to think of all the times I thought I faced death. I remember being sick a few times, thinking I went to sleep and said, well, I guess I'm gonna die. So I went on to sleep, took a pain pill or something for my fever and went to sleep, thinking I was gonna die. I woke up, that happened 2 or 3 times, getting sick, you know. One time I was just sitting on the side of the road, opened the door, didn't see the car. Instead of her swerving to the left, she swerved to the right, hit the back of my car. My head hit the steering wheel or something. I don't know how I got my, I don't know how my, I guess it was an airbag, you know, I don't know, but something hit me in the face. Took me a while to get over there. Maybe I'm still not over it. Maybe I'm dead. Maybe I'm in a coma right now and I'm just going through purgatory. Feels like it. God slowed me down, that's for sure. Whatever that was, he slowed me down. I was kind of selfish at that time. Been a fun ride. It really got fun when I saw when did it really get fun? When I started seeing the code. I was saved, praising God, you know, I was saved, but I couldn't figure out why this place was crazy. I didn't know about that. I couldn't figure out why all these people were so crazy and so such a psychopath. And then when God revealed the hive mind, and I thought, well, what's the hive? Well, it's nothing but the flesh mind. The reason they all act the same is because the flesh mind acts, no matter where you go, if somebody's in the flesh mind, they all act the same. They're all flesh minded. And that's why I say they try to project an identity on you, because they're basing on all they know. They don't know who you are in the spirit. They don't know that your will is like 1,000 times stronger than their will, that you can overcome them and their lies, and you're not gonna play their game. They don't understand that. Because I guess between amongst the flesh creatures is whose ever will is stronger. I guess, I don't know. I guess that's what happens. Whoever can be stronger in their will or their games or their manipulation or whatever, who has the strongest will, I guess, is what they think. I don't know. That's my only conclusion. Because the Bible says they want you to do the will of the Gentiles, the will of the flesh, or the will of mankind. And so the only way you're going to escape that is to be saved. And you want to do the will of God above all that. And your will is 1,000,000 times stronger than their will. And they don't understand it. Because they're not saved. Whose will are you going to do? The will of God? The will of the flesh? The will of Gentiles? Or the will of mankind? Whose will are you going to do? You get involved with a woman that claims to be saved, and you come to find out she's not saved. And there's these watchers watching this. And you'll see this in your life. It's usually a woman. I'm not saying they're bad or good or whatever, but there's always somebody watching. And they're watching to see how this plays out. Whether they know they're doing it or not, it's like I've had that happen twice in my life. Let's see how this plays out. Let's see how this plays out. What do you mean? I'm in the middle of something. Yeah, I know. Let's just see how it plays out. They're outside looking in. You're in the middle of the sine wave. You're stuck in that sine wave, that sin wave, that up and down drama Draco Ma machine, and you're in the middle of it, and they're watching it from the outside. Let's see how it plays out. And you're like, come on. Come on. Help me out of this. Help me out of this. Whatever. And then when you get on the other side and you go through it two or three times, you realize the next time you go through something, you realize what it is, and you know you're going to escape. Once you step into the 5D mindset and you're looking down at everybody else playing in 3D, and then somebody says, come back, and somebody shows up and says, let's play in the 3D together. Some woman says, let's play in the 3D together, and you're in the 5D mindset. And you're like, okay, all right, let's see how this is going to work out. And it turns into chaos. Because your affections are above, they're not below. And if you got an unsaved, that you shouldn't be even talking to unsaved, but if you are, you know, it happens. So you got this unsaved who's trying to keep you in the fake reality of the 3D drama, and they can't hear nothing you say, and they sense that you're not going to be around long because your mind is way above, so they're going to play these drama games to keep you stuck in the 3D, and you finally say, I'm done. Because you can't force somebody to rise up. And they can't force you to come back down. So it always ends. It crashes and burns. Every time. Sorry to tell you the future, but I already know your future. The 5D born again cannot yoke up with the 3D flesh creature and have peace. Just ain't gonna happen. Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you that. It might be peace for 30 days. And then it always breaks down. Because look, you're trying to raise kids according to the Bible, and they're raising kids according to the world. Come on. You're trying to do your finances and your life according to Scripture, and they're trying to do it according to the world. Come on. It ain't gonna last.